There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 46 of the tabernacle, the contents of the ark. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 24 through 26 read, "When Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book to the very end, Moses commanded the Levites who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, 'Take this book of the law and put it by the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against you.'" Our text today is from Hebrews 9, verses 3 and 4. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the Most Holy Place, having the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna, an Aaron's staff that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. The Holy of Holies contained the Ark of the Covenant, which held three very special and holy items: a gold jar of manna, Aaron's budded staff, and the stone tablets of the covenant on which were inscribed the Ten Commandments. The first item mentioned in Scripture was a gold jar containing manna. Manna is first described in Exodus 16. This was the divine food that God provided for the children of Israel during their wilderness wanderings. David Levi reminds us of the biblical significance of manna. The word manna in Exodus 16, verse 15, is a transliteration of two Hebrew words expressed in English as, "What is it?" It is also known by three other names in Scripture: bread from heaven, that's Exodus 16, 4, angel's food, from Psalm 78:25, and light bread, from Numbers 21, verse 5. The manna appeared every morning around the camp when the dew fell on the ground. That's from Exodus 16:14. It looked like a small round coriander seed, was white in color, and tasted like wafers made with honey. That's from Exodus 16:31. The leader of each home gathered two dry quarts per person every morning. That's from Exodus 16:16. Only one day's supply was collected, except on the sixth day, when they gathered twice as much for the Sabbath. That's from Exodus 16:22. And there was always just the right amount for each Israelite, from Exodus 16:18. If any was left on the ground after the gathering, it melted away in the sun's heat. That's from Exodus 16:21. Aaron was commanded to collect manna in a golden bowl and place it inside the ark, from Exodus 16:33. In giving the manna, God revealed that he was able to meet and sustain the physical and spiritual needs of his people. The manna also foreshadowed Christ as the bread of heaven, who freely gave himself so that we would have the opportunity to have eternal life. Just as manna satisfied the people of Israel, Jesus Christ is the true source of nourishment for the Christian. The second item in the ark was Aaron's budded rod. Again, Levi provides a tremendous account of this unique object. The story of the budding rod is recorded in Numbers 16 and 17. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram had gathered 250 leaders from the 12 tribes to challenge Moses and Aaron's right to lead the people. Moses accepted the challenge, and God vindicated his leadership by opening the ground, which swallowed up Korah and all those who stood with him. That's from Numbers 16:32. The 250 who had rebelled against Moses' leadership were destroyed by fire from God out of heaven. That's Numbers 16:35. The next day, the congregation of Israel accused Moses of killing the people of God. To provide further proof of Aaron's right to be high priest, God instructed Moses to select a representative from each tribe to bring an almond rod with the name of the tribe engraved on it. Aaron's name was on the rod of the tribe of Levi. The rod of the man God had chosen to be high priest would blossom. All 12 rods were put in the tabernacle before the testimony. The next morning, Aaron's rod had budded, blossomed, and yielded almonds. That's Numbers 17, verse 8. Aaron's rod was placed in the ark as a sign against the rebels, proving that he alone had the right to be a high priest. Thus, Aaron's rod reminds us of God, our high priest. The buds symbolize fruitfulness and also picture life coming from death, pointing to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. This rod reminds God's people that true blessings of life are found in Him. The last items in the ark were the tablets of the covenant. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, details the Ten Commandments that were written on stones. Moses broke the first set of tablets containing the laws. You can see Exodus 32, verse 19. After this, he was given a second set by God. Deuteronomy 10, verse 2 states, "And I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets that you broke, and you shall put them in the ark." The Ten Commandments represent the moral code that we could never fully uphold, nor could it provide our salvation. They also pointed to Jesus as our Savior, whom we desperately need. Therefore, the items in the ark all point to what allows us into God's presence. Jesus is provision, His position as high priest, and His power to perfectly fulfill the law. We can only come into His presence because He made the way for us to enter. His sinless life, sacrificial death, and powerful resurrection give us the privilege of entering into the Holy of Holies and encountering His holiness. Some questions to consider. How does manna found in the Ark of the Covenant give you confidence in your opportunity to meet with God? In what ways does Aaron's budded rod encourage you today in your ongoing walk with the Lord? And finally, why is it important that the Ten Commandments are located in the Ark of the Covenant?